Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, it's expected in any series. You know, they're going to come out, you know, desperate to get a win, try to get one on the road, you know, no matter who's playing. So, you know, we're expecting them to come out with a lot of, you know, fire, passion, and expecting them to come out desperate to try to get one on the road. Now, for sure, we didn't play our best basketball either. You know, besides that, you know, third quarter where we, you know, held them to like 14 points, I think it was. But I mean, other than that, you know, we didn't play our best on either end of the floor. So, you know, we watched film today, made some adjustments, and you know, we feel like we'll be ready for game two.
We'll be ready, all right.
That's what I was about to
say. Hot damn right.
Everyone's ready at this point. That was Tyler Hero talking about Game 2, which is tonight at FTX Arena, the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Joe, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ron Rothstein from Bally Sports going to join us here for a couple minutes. Good morning, Ron. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Good morning. How you doing?
Ron, we're doing okay, man, and don't think I have been thinking about you a lot in a very, you know, positive way, and has to do with D, man.
I hope so.
Well, it wasn't sexual, Ron, at this point. I'm okay. I just wanted to let you know
that.
That
was a weird way he said that, Coach. I know, weird way.
Hey, Ron, no, when you talk about...
I'm glad Ron had that reaction.
Poor Ron. Right, man, yeah. Ron never goes, why can't I just come on and talk X's and O's? Ron, talk to me about the defense, man, and especially from what took place in that first half to what happened in that third quarter for a guy that knows a thing or two about defense.
Well, first of all, P.J. Tucker got hurt and went out. That hurt us. P.J. Tucker played in the second half. And trust me when I tell you, when he's on the floor, his presence makes a difference. His toughness, his willingness to try and win every inch of the floor. It's big. The other thing is, from a technical standpoint, in the first half, we allowed Tatum to get into the lane way too easy.
Right.
They had 42 points in the paint in the first half. Mm. We allow 41 point something on the year.
Wow.
That's absurd. So we're not doing a good job guarding the ball. We did not do a good job with our secondary defenders. In other words, the next guy from the ball in the seam. We didn't shrink the floor enough. We didn't close the seam enough. And we didn't guard the ball well enough. We allowed the ball towards the middle. Once we corrected that, everything else fell into place. The team that controls the paint really stands a much better chance to win a game, game in and game out.
You would just think that at this point, right, Coach? I mean, even with the game changing to a lot of three-point shooting, it still comes down to that, especially in the playoffs. I got to ask you about what you've seen from Jimmy Butler. We know regular season Jimmy Butler. We've had this discussion on the show. We see it on all the talk shows, all the TV also. Jimmy's a good player, great player, and then all of a sudden playoff Jimmy comes out, and he's just in a different world by himself. When playoff Jimmy – when you see him being aggressive like he was, and he's not taking 30 shots, but when you see him being aggressive, you know it's time for him to have a big night. I mean, it's unbelievable to watch.
When Jimmy is that aggressive, it really, we're a much better team. There's no question about it. That's a simple thing to say. But there's a tendency in Jimmy from time to time where he tries to get people involved and he sacrifices his scoring. And I think that hurts us. But when he's aggressive and he's going to look for a shot first and pass second, which, by the way, when you're going to look for your shot, you attract more defenders and makes it easier to make the next pass. He's a special player. He proved it 2 years ago in the bubble, and a lot of people like to, categorize that. That was the bubble.
Right.
But guys were still on the floor playing. He was fabulous. We didn't have a good playoff series run last year, so people sort of forgot about that. And now here comes Jimmy again. He doesn't have a long history of being this dominant in the playoffs. So there's a tendency after the first year, he hasn't built up that history of playoff dominance. But he's sure doing it right now. And he has been a special, special player, especially how well he has played at the defensive end. At his prime, that was LeBron James. The best, if not the best, one of the best two-way players still alive and playing. Okay? And right now, that's Jimmy Butler.
Ron, let me ask you about Jimmy Butler, just a follow-up. I think it's important to him. He wants to be known as a great player. Everybody's going, he just wants to be a team guy and gets everybody involved. He only cares about win. I get all that stuff. But Jimmy Butler does he wants to hear those national guys talking about Jimmy Butler being one of the great players with Luka and Steph and all the rest of everybody's NBA favorites, right?
Listen, Joe, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Wouldn't I, if I were in that position? It's a human reaction. And, when you're that kind of a competitor and you hear all these mouths, blah, 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 who don't necessarily know much about the game, think they do, and fake it well, okay? It is gets under your skin after a while. That's why, LeBron used to turn off his phone during the playoffs. You got to cut out all that chatter. Everybody's different. Everybody handles social media different ways. Social media can be really disruptive, especially in a locker room. But it's a human reaction.
Yeah, no, I agree. And by the way, Jimmy Butler is, I'm with you, and I know everybody says it when they do national games. God, I'd like to see Jimmy shoot more in the first half. Like to see Jimmy taking more instead of looking to make that extra beautiful pass underneath and all those things you're talking about. He sent, I don't know if you know this, he sent Stephen A text message, and you and everybody else have slept on me. That was after the 76er series. He sent to Stephen A, who, those guys are doing NBA shows all day during these playoffs. And it just tells you Jimmy's paying attention to what everybody's saying about Jason Tatum, a top seven player, and Luka is the best player left, and Steph and Clay and all the other stuff. I was kind of glad to see Jimmy's like, hey, man, I know it's about team and all that, but I want everybody to know I'm the damn man on this team.
Hey, listen, if that's what he wants and that makes it works for him, God bless him.
I am with you 100% of the time on that. Hey, so I do want to ask you, have you been watching? Do you watch any of the ESPN NBA shows during the day, Ron? I don't know what you're doing now that you're almost retired and stuff. What are you doing all day besides that nap?
I try and work out. I stretch every day. I do what I can to stay alive. Okay.
Good for you, Ron. Don't listen to this. Right.
What was the original question?
Well, I was going to ask you if you've had a chance to watch any of these ESPN shows. Patrick Beverley has been killing Chris Paul and some other guys for not being very good basketball players and not thinking much of – and he got it stirred up pretty good. I didn't know if you've been watching any of that stuff, why everybody's now under the microscope. As they get knocked out or they play great, that's all anybody's talking about in the NBA.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I watched it. I watched a little bit. Then I had to turn it off because I got nauseous.
Okay.
But I can't wait to see how the rest of the league treats Pat Beverley next year. I think that's going to be really interesting. He crossed the line as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he did. By the way, I totally agree. Listen, yep.
I'll tell you what I think he did. I think he sold out, okay? He's nearing retirement, and he's ensuring his future. I mean, Mike Greenberg yesterday, the first morning, come on, will you please? He anointed him as the next coming of whoever. It was absurd. Hear this. Look, Joe, you played. You're still playing. There are things you just don't talk
about.
You don't do that till you're done.
You're right.
No, man. No, you don't do that. That's really, really. But, you know, that's the world we live in today. So what can I tell you?
Well, I want to follow up that because Kendrick Perkins, who, when he retired, he's had strong opinions about things. And he's talked recently about relationships with former teammates, Kevin Durant, Westbrook, and their wives calling his wife. And how disappointed in that relationship and how hard it's been on him as now a former player jumping into this strong opinion about active players and critiquing their games. Yeah, man. And so you're active. And I'm like, Patrick Beverley, that's and I know he doesn't like Chris Paul. It's pretty obvious when he calls him a cone.
Right.
Doesn't move. You know what a cone does? It never moves.
It never moves. Right.
Defensively. Yeah. I was just curious.
That was so uncalled for, so unbelievable. But listen, Joe, what you say has consequences. No matter what it is, no matter where you are, no matter who you're with, you live with the consequences.
Yeah.
You're a big boy. You're a grown man. You choose your road. Take the hits.
It'd be interesting how the league does treat Chris Paul.
You know,
I mean, Patrick
right.
Beverley next year.
You know, Ron, the other thing we've been talking about, guys that just look, and to be fair, I know they can get on me a little bit, that James Harden looks out of shape, and I you know, maybe he's not. Maybe he's in great shape, and some other guys. Zion
right.
looks like he's about 330 pounds every time they show him. Luka talked about being 20 or 30 pounds overweight. And how would Riley handle those guys? And by the way, some of those guys are still really good players and young and can get away with. How would Pat, we were trying to figure out how Pat would do with those guys that just seem, and maybe they're not, maybe it's the shirts they're wearing just look a little bigger, trying to figure that out. How would Pat handle the body fat and the weight thing with those guys?
Well, there are rules. You make your rules. Guys break the rules, they get punished. So one of the rules was, you know, body fat, you had to be under a certain number. Look, in January and February of 2007, the year after we won the first championship, Pat had to have two surgeries, one on his hip and one on his knee. And I took over for 22 games. And when I took over the team, Antoine Walker and James Posey were suspended until they got their body fat number under where it was supposed to be. Bottom line, it was simple. You break the code, you break the rule, you suffer the consequences. You're a grown person. Right. You know the deal. Okay? If you don't back up your words are useless. And everybody in that locker room knows it.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because we were talking about would Pat have separate rules. I guess you knew where I was going if you were a great player. And he goes, all right, I'll give you a little bit more time, but you're saying no way.
Well, pretty much nothing's absolute.
Hey, I tell the Don Shula story. We had two guys go out. One was Mark Clayton, and one was a special teams linebacker. They went to a club. They got arrested. One guy played the next day, and one guy got cut and sent home, got fired, they released him. You can figure out who the guy was that stayed and caught five passes for 90 yards and a touchdown the next day. And the other guy was on his way home on commercial airplane in the back.
Do I have 2 minutes to think about for the answer?
You don't want to call a friend, you know, anything like that, right? Like, you're good, right?
Well, most of the time, Pat was like, most of the time, I was thinking of one guy, and I was with you on that. Oh, yeah. I can think of one guy Pat might have went, I don't like it. I don't like it, 330, but damn it. You know, all right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Oh, Coach. Hey, here we go.
The defensive stuff today, though, Ron, was outstanding, man. It is coming from a guy, and we talk about it, and yet you live it with guys and practice and ran them through it every day and everything else. But I can't wait. How different is it with those guys having Marcus Smart back tonight? How much does that change things for the Celtics?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that it'll change, okay? Most of the second half, we hunted Peyton Pritchard to get him in to a switch. We ran Gabe Vincent was a screen. It was a Jimmy Butler. You might want to call it a 3-1. Years ago, you never did stuff like that. Very few people did. Like, you always had the little guy with the ball and the big guy setting the screen. Well, this was the bigger guy with the ball and the little guy. So it's a 3-1 side pick and roll. Emptied out that side. Three spaced on the two spaced on the other side, and one guy down in the dunker spot where you space three on the weak side. In the dunker spot, you know what I'm talking about. Got guy down on the baseline, just outside the lane, ready to step in. So anyhow, we kept getting the switch, okay? And Peyton Pritchard would wind up quite often on Jimmy. So late in the game, they stopped switching. And we got a big three right near the end that they had crept within 10 with a little over 3 minutes to go. We ran that play, and Jimmy penetrated, did that snake dribble into the lane, and then raised. And once you get the ball into the paint, you collapse that defense. That opens up your shooters, and Max Strus wound up with a big three
right.
That made it 112-99 with 3 minutes left to go. If Marcus Smart plays his minutes, 36 or whatever, and he's healthy, look, he's a better player than Peyton Pritchard.
Right.
He's a great defensive player. He's a tough guy, okay? He does a lot of stuff off the ball. Not only is he good on the ball, he does a lot of stuff off the ball to disrupt him. He's also a good offensive. He's made himself a good offensive player. He's a very good player and a hell of a competitor. So, is it important for them to get him back, and does it change things? Probably. If he's healthy. Now, he's liable to try and not be, you know, Kyle tried in Philadelphia, and look what happened.
Right.
He just didn't have his legs under him. So I'm sure he's going to give it a shot. He's going to really work hard to give it a shot. And then we'll see what happens. But Marcus Smart, he's sort of the heart and soul of that team. You know, he's a veteran. You know, he's been around a little bit longer than the other guys. Jaylen Brown and Tatum are still young guys. I mean, Tatum's only 24 years old. He's been in the league 5 years.
Right.
And it's amazing. I remember saying to Spo when he was a rookie, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if this kid, if he stays healthy and he stays with the Celtics his entire career, he's going to be the leading scorer in Boston Celtic history. I mean, he's that good. But if you go back and look at the history of all the great young players, 7 years is the number before they win a championship.
Wow.
So who knows?
Yeah.
You know, things change. Things evolve. You never know. But they're a dangerous team. I mean, this game is over. Game one is over. Game two is coming. Every game is its own little story and drama. So we'll see.
I got to tell you, you were, just so you know, I thought you were maybe the best you've ever been today.
Excellent.
On the show here on game day.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting warmed up. I wanted to tell you that. You hit us with that D stuff, and it must drive you nuts when you hear people on TV talking about defense, and you're like, that's not how – it must drive you nuts. Like somebody that's with you, like Ron, don't get like that. Like, that's not how a switch – what did you come up with? What are you talking about? Anyway, I can just imagine. Ron, thank you very much.
Thanks,
man.
Ron.
Appreciate it.
You guys, listen, it's always a pleasure to be with you in the morning. And just everybody stay safe. Be well, okay?
You too, Ron.
Always
thank
our
you,
pleasure,
brother.
Ron.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. It's Ron Rothstein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Game two tonight and right after the game. All your post-game coverage on Bally Sports.
Yeah, man. It's going to be good. Can't wait for tonight. My God. put together team. By the way, if this team goes on to win it all, this will be the best story of all Heat basketball championships.
Yeah.
Not even close.
No, I think you're right.
This is not Shaq.
Nope, it's not the big Dwayne. Three. Right.
By the way, all the other ones have Dwayne. Dwayne and LeBron and Chris and all the other ones.
There is one common denominator, though, if they do win it. Udonis Haslem.
Yeah, UD. Nope, no question.
All
right.
All three championships.
UD's going to be part. He's going to have something the rest of them don't have. You're right. Hey, one scoop in the morning of that green powder with some water first thing in the morning, and I'm getting all those vitamins and minerals. The reason I'm yelling and screaming, not because I had a lot of coffee, but because I've been taking my AG1, and I'm getting all those 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals first thing in the morning, and you're done. You don't have to take any pills. You don't have to take anything else and start. One of the reasons I decided to do this and jump aboard with this, I've been dragging. I mean, when I was talking about Ron taking naps during the day, I was talking about Joe. I mean, I'm talking about just trying to get it back and get more. And then I find out my wife, good God, that'd get me in trouble. My wife and my daughter have been taking it for a while now. It sounds like a 1985 show right there. Anyway, stuff's been great, man. I've just really enjoyed taking it. It's been fantastic.
All right, if all the
don't
women,
say it, bro.
If all the women in Joe's life are taking AG1,
my women.
You should too. Listen, I started taking AG1 for the same, almost the same reason as Joe. I just don't want to take a handful of supplements and vitamins every day. And what happens if I forget one day? This is easy. One scoop, 8 to 12 ounces of water right in the morning, first thing on an empty stomach, and boom, you're covered all day long. That's how easy AG1 is. And to make it easier, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Yes, all that with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it for yourself. Get healthy. Feel good. And AG1's going to help you with that. Again, go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.